Ductmedic brings you Lincoln Live today. Improve your air, improve your life. Ductmedic, a test today of your memory on Lincoln Live. Lost Restaurants of Lincoln, Nebraska is written by local author Jeff Korbelick, who is here for me today to talk about restaurants that are, well, lost in Lincoln. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm good, Dale. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
This was so much fun. I just walked up and down the halls. We have people that have been here for decades. And I said, name me a restaurant in your memory that is no longer here. And I asked you that question. Tell me what usually comes back. And the answer is?
Tony and Luigi's.
By far. Yes. Everybody, 3 out of 3 at the front desk, all 3 said Tony and Luigi's.
Yeah. And it's even to this day, people consider that the premier restaurant. When they think Lincoln Dining, they think Tony and Luigi's.
Why?
I'm trying to recall.
I was there maybe 2 or 3 times.
Well, you know, it was on O Street, and it was a huge draw on football Saturdays. You pretty much count that the games were going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then after the game was over, you headed to Tony and Luigi's, you know.
But the food had to be good or it wouldn't have stayed open.
The food was awesome. First the pasta. It was an Italian place. was great. And then they had the steaks and stuff. But I think the one major draw was Tony Alessio, Tony himself. Mm-hmm. And he was such a great restaurateur. He knew everybody. He remembered their names. They may not have been there for 3 months. As soon as they walked in the door, he would call them by their first names. And he was just, you know, just a guy who knew how to run a restaurant and was such a people person, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah.
He was a hands-on restaurateur.
Yes. Yep. And as when I sat down, and that was the fun chapter to write of the book. I sat down with his son, Mike Alessio, and his nephew, Tony Massinio, and those two guys, you know, are part of Valentino's mm-hmm. now. And to have a couple of Italians sit down and talk food, you know, they would start talking and they would finish each other's sentences. And that's kind of how I wrote the chapter, right? Because I just set a tape recorder in between them and just went back and just listened to them talk. And they just had all these great memories, you know. They talked about the food and they talked about, you know, the expansion, the buildings, you know, that kind of thing. And they talked about the celebrities that would come through. And, it was just so memorable. You know, if you had a prom date, you know, or an anniversary or a birthday, where did you go? Tony and Luigi's. You know,
why did it go out of business?
I think, you know, eventually Tony, you know, sold the business.
It's a grinding business to be in the restaurant business.
Yeah. Things come and things go.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of finally ran its course. And, back when Tony and Luigi's were born, there weren't that many restaurants, and now today you can't throw a rock without hitting a restaurant somewhere. So
we have a lot to get to. 32 restaurants listed in Lost Restaurants of Lincoln, Nebraska. How did you settle on 32? I know you have it divided into 2 different categories.
Yeah, 2 different categories. The first part one is restaurants and supper clubs, you know, that kind of thing, and then part 2 is more the cafe, diners, and drive-ins. And I made a list, and I was on a deadline, so I had about 6 months to write this, so I was doing the research, and I could have added a whole bunch more, and maybe there will be a volume 2 because I'm sure people will go, why didn't he add this restaurant?
Yeah.
Or why
did you
didn't
have
he
one
add
that
this
you struggled
restaurant?
With, Jeff, that you could have added?
Yeah,
number
yeah.
33?
You know, we were talking a little bit off air, but like the East Hills Supper Club, you know, I did a little research and I just couldn't find a lot of information about it. So, and part of it, you know, in the introduction, I said, these are the ones I settled on. Why did I settle on these? Well, a lot of them had interesting stories behind them. Kay's Restaurant, for instance, was where Terms of Endearment was filmed,
right.
You know, so there's a good story there. The Drumstick, it was a 24-hour chicken place on North 48th that evolved into one of the premier live music venues in Lincoln. So bands like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and REM and the Red Hot Chili Peppers ended up playing in a chicken restaurant, you know? So that's a good story to tell. So I was looking for those kinds of stories. So.
Tasty In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Is interesting, if not for its food, for the drive-through.
I know, and that's kind of what I, you know, made a big deal about that too, because I can remember when I was a kid, I thought that was natural, to have the drive-through on the wrong side because, you know, my mom was the one who handled all the money anyway. So my dad would be driving, you know, and my mom would handle the transaction. And I always thought that was normal. I thought that's how you did it. You know, I was 6 or 7 years old when we drive through Tasty's. And then it was years later when you drive through, and I was like, oh, no, that was backwards.
If you're by yourself, you're out of luck.
Right. Well, then, you know, Tasty's also had the like the little vacuum tube thing, you know, you would do the order. Yeah.
Really?
And they would take the order. Yeah. They would throw it in the vacuum and off the tube went like when you go to the bank, you
right.
know. Yeah. It would go to the back to the kitchen. So that's how they, yeah.
Know that. Now it's a food truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now there's Tasty's
Fruit.
Yep. Tasty's Fruit Truck and Coop's Corner across the street from where Tasty's used to be. They sell a Tasty now, too.
Isn't there a Coop's Corner open now? Is it off? It's a bar.
Yeah. It's a bar and a restaurant.
Off of 48th and Holdridge?
That's 48th and Holdridge, right across the street from where Tasty's is.
Okay.
So, they have Tasty's.
Yeah, and let's point out that if someone's thinking, what about Lee's? Lee's is a chicken place. It's still in business.
It's still in business.
It's
so, yeah,
lost.
That's another thing. And Misty's has been around since the 60s, you know, and so I didn't include Tico's has been around forever, and so some of those restaurants.
Runza's.
Right.
The original ones
The original Runza, yep. So so I didn't include those because they're not lost. They're still found. So.
How truly huge was the Legionnaires Club back
it
in the
was,
Husker
heydays? Oh my goodness. It was, I mean, not only for the food, but also for the music scene, you know, it was a dance club, you know, and we're talking in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, and it was, you know, 20 to 30 years after World War II, and this was, you know, this is where the veterans hung out.
Mm-hmm.
This was their place. So even when it was a non-football Saturday, the place was hopping. You'd come, get a steak, you know, and then you would stay and listen to, you know, musicians like Jay McShann from Kansas City, the great jazz musician. And it was just really popular. I sat down with Rob Logsdon, who's the son of Bob Logsdon, who was the longtime general manager. And he told me stories because he started working there when he was 5 years old. And so that's how I weaved into that. And then, of course, the Legion was the hangout of Bob Devaney. So that's
what I associate.
Yes. And that's how most people. Yes. And there's a photo of Bob with Bob Logsdon in the book and that Rob shared with me. And so people kind of associated. Yeah. The Nebraska and all the football coaches, the assistant mm-hmm. coaches. And, you know, after a game, Bob and his assistants would go and dine there with their wives, you know, and that was their hangout. And they were very approachable. You could just go up and say, hey, Bob, great game, you know, that kind of thing. And whereas, you know, it's not that way
anymore.
Not anymore.
Does this building have any history, the VFW building? And the reason I bring that up is one of our hard workers has been here for years. Vicky Marker,
right.
As a child, took tickets at the very front door that she comes in every day.
Interesting. So that might be one I'd have to look into for another one.
This was all
one,
a dance floor.
Oh,
where we're sitting right now
the...
was a dance floor.
Right.
And the newsroom was where the band played. There was a bar in the back, and the entire basement downstairs was a bar burger place. This smelled like greasy food for about 9 months when we first moved into this building.
See, that's what I love about it, because the book, because later this month I'm doing on the 20th a signing at Francie and Finch, which is a local bookstore, and it's on 13th Street. That's where the Lincoln Exchange used to be. Remember that restaurant?
No.
Yeah, it was very popular in the 80s, and it was one of the premier fine dining places. So, yeah, and I have that. That's one of the chapters in the book, and I have a recipe from the Exchange. And so that's another thing about the book is there's some recipes in there that people may get a kick out of.
Describe for me what fine dining meant.
Well, that meant...
And how it's different.
Yeah, well, to term the fine dining, I mean, we're talking about tablecloths, you know, and...
people went in their suits, too.
Yes.
Women dressed up.
Yes, you would dress up, and you would get reservations, and, you know, and it was a special place, you know. And the same thing about Tony Luigi's. That was considered fine dining. So, yeah, you would go in, because it was a big deal to go out to eat. So, yeah, so that's how that went.
Two categories, as I mentioned, restaurants and supper clubs, cafes, diners, and drive-ins. We've mentioned... couple of drive-in. Drumstick wasn't a drive-in.
No, that was the restaurant.
Okay.
That was a chicken
Tasty
restaurant.
In-N-Out was a drive-in.
That was a drive-in, yeah. So
name
probably
the
most, one of the most famous drive-ins, of course, is King's.
Oh, sure. So, yeah. The telephone?
Yes, with the telephones at the table.
In the restaurant. You walked in,
in the restaurant, you'd sit down. That's what I remember as a kid, that I was able to place the order. My mom would give me the phone, and you would get to chat to the people back in the kitchen. So, yeah. Yeah, and there was Kings all over town, if you remember. There was, mm-hmm. yeah, it
they
started
whittling,
small, there'd be one,
down.
And there was, so we kind of revisit that. The Larry Price started it,
right.
So we kind of get into the history of that.
Is Bethany Pantry in your book?
No, that and that's, a, yeah, and that's, you know, and Bethany Pantry and then Howard's Pantry right after that, because Howard's, had run Bethany for a while before he broke off and then ran his own restaurant over there on South 48th Street.
Right, between Van Dorn and Normal.
Yeah. So there's enough restaurants where I could easily do another one. As I said, when I was looking for these 30-some, these were ones that kind of have interesting stories to tell. So
the photographs in the book. You worked for the paper for over 20 years.
Yes.
Hard or easy? There's Larry Price right there on page 115.
Yes.
But some of the historical references.
Yeah, that was the fun part, was looking for the photos. So I dug into the Journal Star archives and found a bunch. People I interviewed, 20-some people, they had photos to share. So some of those are in there. Menus, that kind of thing. You'll see the Taco Hut, the original menu, which was, the predecessor of Arturo's. Taco Hut became Arturo's, which was the very first Mexican restaurant in town.
Arturo's?
Yes.
Oh, my wife loved that place.
So I sat down with the Longoria family, we talked about how the Taco Hut came about and how it evolved into Arturo's. So,
you even have recipes in here.
How
hard was it to pull a recipe out?
Well, the interesting thing was in the 1980s, the Lincoln Star, before the papers merged, the morning paper, did this thing called Chef's Corner. And as I was doing my research, I started finding all these recipes of restaurants. When I was digging in, I'd be, looking for Kay's Restaurant or, the Lincoln Exchange and that kind of thing. And when I would do my search and that stuff through our files, the Chef's Corner popped up. And what the paper did back then was go visit these restaurants, and the restaurants would share recipes. So I had this, wealth of information of all these little recipes. And I thought, well, that's a nice way to add to the book a little bit, that people can make some of these dishes that they may remember eating,
Do you have a recipe for the Miller and Payne cinnamon rolls?
That's kind of a secret recipe.
Yeah.
Part of the story I told with Miller and Payne, and I sat down with Mr. Campbell and had in fact, when I did the interview with Mr. Campbell, we ate in Miller Payne cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Yeah, we sat back on his back porch and had some
the original
coffee.
Recipe.
Well,
cinnamon
yes,
roll,
it would have been yes. Well, that they still had it and they shared. Well, and Runza has it now. So the original recipe went to Runza, and several years ago, I did a story on one of the bakers. And in fact, he's on the cover of the book. That's Mr. Peterson.
In the upper right-hand corner?
Yeah, upper right-hand corner.
If
you see him,
rolls.
He's making cinnamon rolls. And I did he was the baker. And I did a story on Mr. Peterson. He was 80-some years old, and I went to his house. And as I was walking up, you could smell the cinnamon rolls coming. So
this would make a great Christmas book. It really would. The photographs, didn't know mustaches were that big back in the
70s. Yeah, I know. Talk about that 70s,
That's
and that's
Frank
probably
Hardy.
The Exchange or the Underground.
Lincoln
And he was part of the Exchange as well, and Britney's.
Boy.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is a fun book. Lost Restaurants of Lincoln, Nebraska. Jeff Korblick. Thank you, Jeff, very much.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. And where, again, is your book signing?
Well, the book launch is at the From Nebraska Gift Shop,
okay.
Which is downtown in the Haymarket on the corner of 8th and Q Streets, from 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday. And then I'm doing a book signing at the 4-Star Gift Shop from Sunday, 1 to 3. Sunday, so December 9th, 1 to 3. And then I'll be at Francie and Finch on December 20th from 6 to 7, 8, 6 to 8, something like that.
So you can get
like
a book,
that.
Have it signed, still give it off for
sure
Christmas.
Sure can. You can get it on Amazon, So.
This has been fun. Thanks a lot
for
coming in.
Thanks, Dale.
Jeff Korblick joining me again. Lost Restaurants of Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks, everybody. And thanks to Duct Medic. Improve your air, improve your life. Duct Medic. I'm Dale Johnson.